disappointed when liar's pants don't actually catch on fire. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Dollars.
Like what? Give me what was stolen.
My wallet.
What was in your wallet?
It was $50.
Okay.
I had to replace all my IDs. I had gift cards in there, my earpiece, and a calculator.
Federal was no earpiece in her mail. Federal was no earpiece in her mail. Federal was no earpiece in her mail.
I love it. For the amount of $500. That's what I think it's worth, madam. Goodbye.
Oh, I love that clip. She's going through the contents that were lost out of her wallet. It's Judge Judy, and the guy goes, oh, there was no earpiece in that. I didn't steal the cookie from the cookie jar. Anyway, people are stupid. What can we say?
Criminals especially.
Criminals especially.
It was not a chocolate chip cookie.
It was oatmeal. Oh, I didn't do that. Oh, my gosh. So funny. So then, of course, she goes for the plaintiff. I love it. This hour, Dr. Pesta will join us next week. We have Suzanne Sherman, attorney, with us, and happy to have her on board because she's going to talk to us about two things. Number one, the TikTok, what's in the TikTok bill is frightening. And then, because remember, we called it out as a Trojan horse from day one, because we're like, it's not about TikTok. TikTok's just like Instagram. They're just pointing this out as the thing, the Trojan horse that they want to go after for censorship. And then, of course, we're going to talk about, she's got some really great advice for you on property claims, because talking about tornadoes in the last hour, you're going to want to listen to that too. Suzanne Sherman, welcome.
Kate, I'm thrilled to be back with you.
Me too. Can you give people just your 1 to 2 minute background?
Absolutely. I am a recovering attorney. I left the state of California to come to what used to be the free state of Utah, live in the Wasatch back. My website is SuzanneCSherman.com. Mm-hmm. I have a book out called Federalism, How Decentralization Can Save America. And I also have a few preparedness books. I go by the name The Red Hot Chili Prepper on my podcast. I have a survival series under that name with food preservation and the Lost Frontier Handbook. You can find, again, all of that on my website, SuzanneCSherman.com.
Yeah, we could do a whole show on prepping. You are amazing on that. You've got some great advice. Please go to the things that she just listed. Get this on podcast, share it, because it's really informational on what you present with prepping. I absolutely adore it. So the TikTok bill, let's talk about this.
First of all, apparently the phrase Congress shall make no law, .. really doesn't carry any weight, nor, I will make the argument, has it since its inception. But we'll get into the historical part. If your listeners are into that, I kind of went down that rabbit hole when you asked me to be on here, because I just find, this constitutional perspective of all of this fascinating as well. But first, just getting into what this legislation is that Biden signed last Wednesday. And Trump was also talking about banning TikTok as well. So this isn't a Democrat-Republican thing. But it can ultimately lead to a nationwide ban on this platform. And essentially what they're doing now is saying that they have, I forgot how much, 270 days to sell TikTok. And by that, I mean they, Chinese parent ByteDance. Mm-hmm. And if they fail to do so, TikTok could possibly be prohibited from the U.S. app stores and from internet hosting services that support it. Well, gee, how's that going to happen? That's going to be coming down from this act that was passed by Congress, who, by the way, shall make no law abridging free speech. And this is a free speech platform. And, a lot of people are okay with this. I think TikTok is a ridiculous platform. I have no interest in it. I don't use it. I've never downloaded it. Mm-hmm. But, I kind of think of Alex Jones. Oh, he was the popular guy to hate at the time. And when he got canceled, everybody cheered that on without recognizing or realizing what was going to happen in 2020 when pretty much everybody got canceled if you didn't march to the beat of the government drum. True. And they still haven't learned from that.
Amen. You know, it's funny because people think that the bill is only about TikTok, and most people that are probably, I would say, 40 and older, 35 and older, maybe 30, don't care about TikTok, like you said. So they don't look into it. They don't care what this is. I think it's a huge Trojan horse. They don't care what this is because they go, oh, that's a Chinese thing. It's okay to get rid of it, number one, when we're bought and sold with China. And then number, we do a lot of liaisons with China. When we blamed the COVID thing on them, they didn't even retaliate once in the press, which is kind of funny because they are a willing partner. So we do that. So people don't look at this because they think it's solely about whether or not you like or don't like TikTok. It has nothing to do with that. I think this is a Trojan horse. How do you feel about it?
I feel absolutely the same way, because this also gives the government the authority to reach in and tell these internet service providers who and who cannot be allowed to participate through these ISPs. So no, we don't like these people. You're not going to participate. You can't go on there. And then the government also has this absolutely laughable argument, well, we want to protect the privacy of the United citizens, hot off the heels of them just, you know, turning down the warrant requirement for FISA. Thank you, new Speaker Johnson, for letting that one come through. And, you know, and every year they reauthorize through the NDAA, the spying, the Patriot Act. You know, like you said, that was also a Trojan horse. Wasn't that supposed to just enable, you know, them to spy on foreigners? And we see how that's come in. All of this is a slippery slope. They start with something that sounds logical or something that's not going to generate a lot of outcry. And then they just slip this in and they get away with it every single time.
Yes. And in this one, because it's targeted to the youth, okay, you're going to find more older people are on Facebook. We kind of hijacked that. The youth went to Instagram and you went to TikTok. But it's funny because they did it in a way. So, you know, this show talks about both sides of the aisle being so corrupt. And I say that because I had a lot of Republicans and the Party of Delusion saying that this was to save our kids from TikTok. And I was laughing because it's the same content on Instagram. Yeah. So I just thought it was hysterical that they were pointing this out and going, it's Chinese. And then that was supposed to be like, dun, 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 dun. And then it was save our kids from the Chinese. And I'm thinking, and then also the spying mechanism, because they kept saying that TikTok's spying. Well, so is Temu. So is all the, we've had Chinese spying for years, for decades. Why in the world is that now a concern? And as if it's brand new.
You know what, Kate? If the Chinese are spying on me, I really don't care. The Chinese aren't going to come knocking down, you know, knocking on my door.
Right.
The Chinese aren't going to, I don't know, tell me I'm not allowed to go out for 15 days. They're not going to tell me that I have to put a mask on my face. They're not going to tell me that we can't send our kids to school. Amen. It's the government that we have here.
Yes.
That is the threat.
Yes.
But that's okay. That's okay. Yep. We're not going to talk about that. To me, our own government is the bigger threat. I am far more concerned of the lack of privacy that I have for them. And as we've been, you know, as this is unfolding, I've just been, you know, going back historically to see how this is, I can't say evolved, I think devolved is a better word for it. And how, you know, the corruption that went about this also really quick. We had a rep named Michael McCall. I don't know if you saw this. He invested about $1 million into Meta, and then over a few weeks' time, and then 24 hours after doing a massive investment, he voted in favor of this act. So he literally invested in the competitor that would benefit from this act. So Meta, who competes against TikTok, benefits from this. This,
amazing,
in my opinion, is a payback for Facebook for being effectively the gatekeeper of free speech for the DNC.
Right. You're right. So in this bill, if they deem something a domestic terrorist, I am just so sick of this clause because it's to demonize anyone that puts up a fight against government. But so if they deem it that, anything, like if they, so getting this through means that they could take apart anything they want to.
Pretty much. I mean, I don't see any restrictions here. And, you know, if you want to think about just the distraction, first of all, this failed to pass the Senate. So what they ended up doing, by the way, can thank the Republicans for this one. They bundled this act, this bill, with the foreign aid, which CNN describes as a top United States priority. No, no, no. It's not a top U.S. priority. It is a top priority for the thieves sitting in the U.S. Amen. Federal government.
Amen.
It's money laundering. You know,
Amen.
Funding Ukraine is not a priority in my household. How about yours?
No, no, not mine, no. Unless we can claim them as a dependent now. But no, I feel like, we've said money laundering from day one. Zelensky's a little puppet, boy band. He was in a little boy band wearing pasties and high heels. Yes, complete and total puppet. And he'll do whatever we say to do. He's an actor. And the deal is, this has been money laundering from day one. And so when Speaker Johnson did this, this should tell you volumes about Speaker Johnson. He's on the take. And this is, it's so asinine now that I don't, what do you say about it? People still putting up the Ukraine flag on their Facebook post. I mean, I'm like, are you that dumb? I don't know what to say.
Well, you know, you mentioned the Ukraine flag. You know, if you think about this, how beholden, not just the Democrat Party, this is bipartisan, but I think it was the Democrats in particular in Congress, in the House, that were waving the Ukrainian flag in our House of Congress.
Yes.
And Thomas Massie puts out a tweet about this, and the Sergeant of Arms threatens him with a $500 fine if he doesn't take the tweet down. To his credit, he did not take it down.
Amen. I'm so happy about that. I like Thomas. At least he's trying. And I don't say that about...
At least he's trying.
Yeah, there's only like two or three that actually try. So, Milty?
Well, in all fairness... In all fairness,
here we go.
It is nice to know that when people are so full of hate, they can still look nice by being censored.
It's amazing. It's so treasonous to me. We observe the Ukraine up and over America, and Thomas tries to say this, and he's fined. I mean, you can't live in a more peculiar state of things. We have about 30 seconds till we go to break, but we'll come back. I do want to talk about what they're giving to empower the power of this bill. So both things horrific, and we keep passing these things and we keep doing it with so-called conservatives. Our country is bleeding. Our country has problems here that we're not addressing. So we'll be right back with the great Suzanne Sherman, attorney, in this hour, special report on this. I love this. I'm so glad she's waking people up on this matter. Be right. It's not about life. Hey, guys, if you love this show, please follow this advice. Go text Birch 989898 and text my name, Kate. You're going to get some free information. It's super important. At least look it over. And I would not be telling you this if I didn't honestly believe this would help you. Okay. They're going to help you with gold-backed security in the money you have out there. Okay. And also, should you unload your money? What should you do? And depending on your age, there's different things. So please go do that. Text 989898 and text my name, Kate. Thanks, you guys. Making TikTok. It's about...
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So happy. KateDalyRadio.com. KateDalyRadio.com. Scroll to the bottom and you can find the SoundCloud podcast that you can share with friends and family. And it's cut up by section and also first hour and second hour. So there you go. And you can get recordings of this here live show that plays nationally. And I also just want to say, text Birch Gold for gold and silver. You can get up to $10,000 free. Gold. Why would you not take advantage of that? 989898 is the phone number on text, okay? 989898, and text them for free information on this, and just text them my name, Kate, okay? Really, I would not tell you that unless I knew it was going to be worth your time. Please text 989898. This is something you need to look at, and it's free information. Text my name, Kate. Okay, and get everything solidified, your IRAs, everything with gold and silver, please. And it won't cost you anything, which I love. We have Suzanne Sherman on, attorney. Dr. Pesta will join us next week. Suzanne is a gifted attorney, and I love it because we always talk about both sides of the aisle, and so it does Suzanne. And so we are always going to out, and to get to the truth, you have to out both sides of the aisle, both parties, because that therein lies the problem that we have in America, one of the bigger problems. is not seeing the sides for what they are. So in the bill, Suzanne, in the TikTok foreign aid bill, foreign aid is so funny, foreign laundromat bill, does it talk about the president getting power to do what the president wants to do, which the president was never supposed to be given? So does it talk about that in selecting things like TikTok to get rid of them?
Well, I mean, if the government has the power, if the company doesn't sell TikTok to another agency, I don't know, somebody that the United States is going to, you know, say wink, wink, yeah, this is a great sale, and I'm sure there's going to be some back dealings, then the United States, the president can say, hey, you know what, we're going to by executive order now, because this is already passed, not even by executive order, just say, hey, I want the ISPs to stop allowing TikTok to be allowed through them, or for it to be downloaded on any of these app stores. And we've already seen, particularly in 2020 and with the elections, that these tech agencies, not X anymore, which is what we'll bring up in a second as well, are willing to do the bidding of the Democrat Party. You know, it went through the whole Russiagate when that was turned out to be false from the very beginning. And now China's the boogeyman du jour. By the way, if this whole thing for TikTok is all about protecting children, go back to China's one child nation policy. And how many children were murdered there? They never cared about stopping trade with China or having any kind of sanction with China, with the Chinese government at that point. So this whole thing, yes, we're going back quite a while for that, but the government's whole claim that this is for protecting children, it's just, again, I think what they want to do is shift this over to a company that's going to, you know, go in line with the government, and particularly the Democrats' policies.
Right.
Just like the other, like Twitter was at that time, or Instagram, YouTube, Google, and so on. And because the Chinese government isn't doing this, I also think that TikTok is being used by the pro-Palestine protesters, and this has been a great way for them to communicate and also show through their videos the progress that they're making by essentially taking these campuses hostage.
Yeah, interesting. Although I do think there's a lot of fakery with the matching T-shirts, matching umbrellas, and a lot of stooges sent in there to wear masks so you can't identify them on the college campuses. I think there's a lot of fakery going on, just like we do color revolutions in other countries. You've got that kind of fakery. Because it's only at 5 colleges, and they're saying it's sweeping the nation, and there's over 6,000 universities. I'm like, that story is a little strange.
I think my favorite is all the guys with matching polo shirts and khaki pants with their Nazi flags.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it just screams FBI agent or bought and paid for protester. But our dear old departed, finally dead, 4'2" Kissinger was the one that really started a lot of that Chinese liaison kind of thing going on in politics in the 70s. So he should be blamed as the treasonous that really got us involved, really to that tune. We were always involved, but just to that tune. But I when we come back, there's a couple things, because there's a little bit of that I want to talk about. This bill is insidious. So TikTok is insidious for being this Trojan horse for censorship, like we've been saying, and giving power to the president that the president should not have, and giving this power that they can censor if it's for the children, because everything's for the children. So we'll be so tired of it, for our safety. Do you feel safe, America? Yeah. Anyway, you don't. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Suzanne Sherman and Uncle Milton. Hey everybody, you've heard me talk about donewithdebt.com. Maybe you haven't racked up credit card bills, but maybe you know somebody that has. Please give them this information, because these guys actually are the real deal. Donewithdebt.com. Okay, donewithdebt.com. And then tell them to choose my name, because our sponsors help us stay on the air. And they can choose Kate Daly in the drop-down menu. When they are at the site, there's a couple of things to fill out. They keep that private, but they surely are helping people. I'm getting emails from you guys, and my favorite emails about working with these guys are, oh my gosh, they really are that good. Okay, so people, take this hint. If you want to have them negotiate your rates down, they're phenomenal at it. And get out of credit card debt, they're phenomenal at it. Please give them a chance. They can really step in and help you before it gets too bad, okay? We have taken out so much money in debt that we have to be so careful right now to not push ourselves into maybe a coming bankruptcy or something like that. So Done With Debt, out of all the companies out there, these are the guys that I really, really like. These are the guys that I stand by. DoneWithDebt.com. You will love them. And give their name to somebody that you know that's in trouble. Okay.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I have Suzanne Sherman, attorney, on. We're going to be talking this hour. I just hope you share this hour. I hope you share last hour, too, because we covered a lot of good stuff. But I hope you share this hour, because this hour is full of things that people need. There's just so much awareness. With awareness, the answer is always we, the people. And we need to exercise that by doing the glorious thing of standing up to this mountain of crap so that we're being handed, and all the lies. And I also did want to mention Done With Debt. If you know somebody, it might not be your problem, credit card debt, but if you know somebody that's racking up credit card debt, give them donewithdebt.com and tell them that I sent you. They'll pick my name, some names pop up and they'll pick my name. And our sponsors keep us on the air, yes, but Done With Debt is amazing at doing what they do, and that's negotiate your credit card rate down, which is going to save you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and then also help you get out of the credit card debt. It's amazing what can happen when you get some direction on this. Please do this, okay? Go to donewithdebt.com and just fill out those things that they're asking for. It's just a couple of lines, and they keep it private. They're really the real deal, and there are companies that do this out there, but Done With Debt .com is the best I've seen. Okay, they are amazing. DoneWithDebt.com. We have Suzanne Sherman on with us, and we were just talking. I had a thought, and that was that we were doing this last push of money to Ukraine because too many people are becoming suspect about the laundromat called Ukraine, and that Zelensky offers up himself with his camo shirt all the time for all kinds of news articles why their little war is going on. So he's got an awful lot of time on his hands. But the point I'm trying to make is that, are we doing this last push to say that we helped them with this war and how successful that money was, so then we can start diverting the money to the Israel-Iran thing coming to us in May, I think, the production of war, the theater of war, truly and literally, the theater of war will be coming to us in May with Iran and Israel. So is that what we're doing now? And what were your comments on that?
I think it's a really fair question to ask, because if you think about it, in my opinion, the Ukraine news cycle is getting a bit stale. So yeah, it's time for a fresh war. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it even deeper from a historical perspective, censorship has been used to hobble the other side, going back to the Sedition Act of 1798, where interestingly, it prohibited criticism of the president, who, by the way, signed the act, Adams. However, you could criticize the vice president, his political opponent, Thomas Jefferson. Going up now to the Espionage Act, now we had World War I going on, and it was prohibited to, for instance, say, encourage people to resist the draft. These all went to some very landmark Supreme Court cases. So the difference, though, between the original Sedition Act and what we've seen now with the Sedition Act of 1918, the Patriot Act, and, you know, carrying this on through, is now we've got the benefit of all these never-ending wars to justify the infringements on, be it your right to speech, your right to privacy. You know, I talk about that extensively, right to privacy. Mm-hmm. Again, in my book, Federalism, How Decentralization Can Save America. And then they also, you know, cover these draconian policies and acts that have a really great name, like the Patriot Act. Well, you must hate your country if you don't support the spying. And wink, wink.
I call it the American Apple Pie Act, because it's, you have to put apple pie in there to get people to understand.
So we're spied on everywhere we look. I mean, there was a case in the 1960s, Katz versus the U.S., when they used wiretapping in a phone booth. So the question was there a reasonable expectation of privacy there? And the Supreme Court said the Fourth Amendment applies to people, not just places. Well, guess what? Even though it sided with the petitioner, they still got it wrong, because the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply to people or places. It applies, like the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, to the general government, which gives them zero power to violate these pre-existing rights in the first place. Right. That's why when they say what kind of speech is protected by the First Amendment, what kind of speech does it apply to? The answer is none of them. It applies to Congress, who, by the way, shall make no law, which is where we started.
So amazing. Oh my gosh. And every government's corrupt. Just want to make that say, we did a very kind of volatile show on this subject. Every government is corrupt. No one is altruistic in government around the globe. So as they try to invent the theater of war over in Israel and Iran, just realize that there is no altruistic government left. And no, I don't know that it ever has been an altruistic government. So let's talk about this property claim thing, because I think that's very interesting. You just did a huge post on this.
Yeah, I've been writing on a blog about this for a while, because due to unfortunate circumstances in my private life, I had to navigate my way through a total loss of all my personal property. And I learned a lot, and I decided, it's been a year. I've overcome the trauma from it. I couldn't even talk about it at first. Aww. But I learned some really, really valuable lessons. And, I'm kind of, do I keep my private life private, or do I share something that I think is very valuable? And so I ended up drafting this. And then after this weekend and seeing the absolute carnage and destruction and homes just being leveled across the Midwest, I just said, I've got to publish this. So I published it this morning. And it essentially, what I do here, and again, it's on SuzanneCSherman.com. It's called How to Prepare and Process Personal Property Loss Claims. And this is when this happens to you, and it can, it's not something that just happens to other people like I always thought. Mm-hmm. It's probably one of the worst times of your life. You're going to be traumatized. It's the worst time to be able to think clearly. Studies show that the frontal cortex actually shrinks as a result of trauma and stress. Wow. Your executive functions accordingly also suffer significantly. So these people, I see these images and I think, holy cow, they're going through exactly what I went through, just from a different scenario.
Yeah.
And it's not too late to prevent, even if somebody that's gone through this can read what I've written here, it can help them. But from what I've included in here, if you take this advice, and it's very easy to do, it can make the most challenging and difficult and traumatic part of your life a little bit easier. So, essentially there are a couple things. If you are going to have to file an insurance claim for total property loss, be it from renters or homeowners insurance, mm-hmm. you have to understand first a couple things. Make sure that you're adequately covered. So if you have extensive heirlooms, that you don't have $20,000 worth of coverage, okay? You have a couple hundred thousand, whatever it is, assess what you have and understand that the amount might not equal the payout. You and your insurance company are probably going to have different opinions on mm-hmm. the value mm-hmm. of what your items are. If you have priceless items, schedule them, get them appraised, and get a certain schedule on. This includes artwork or jewelry, things of that mm-hmm. nature.
Sure.
You're going to have to, and this is where it got really dicey for me. You have to make specific claims for each item. Okay. Your house and everything in it is scattered across 5 counties.
Okay.
How do you possibly make this claim? And I had an adjuster who was absolutely, all my adjusters have been fantastic. She gave me some clues and said, hey, just go category by category. And I did one thing that I had, which was really helpful. I called it a category just from Amazon. Being in a remote area, I ordered a ton of things. I had an extensive book collection. I was able to just go through everything on Amazon. If there's another website that you use to order things, you've got a record right there.
Right.
So that was really, really helpful. Okay. Another thing is also go through your house today. If you want to walk through and just take video, do that. Or else take pictures from every room, the entryway. Take a picture of the room and then go in. Take a picture from every angle.
I like that.
If this happens, you don't have to think, what did I have? What
My gosh, that's so true. We're gonna go to break. We'll be right back with Suzanne Sherman. Don't go anywhere. She's our attorney this hour. Be right back. Okay. Thanks, you guys. Hey, everybody. I want you to know what's going on that's new over at ActivateFIQ.com. ActivateFIQ.com. This is the supplement company where the things that they produce actually absorb into your body. And I love that. And that's why I talk about this company. Don't buy over-the-counter junk. ActivateFIQ.com and put in the code Kate. They have a new magnesium IQ. They've also got a copper IQ cream. This is now available. I'm really excited about this, and I can't wait to get mine, actually. So I wanted to tell you about this because this restores nerve connections, heals wounds, enhances collagen, all kinds of things. It's an awesome product, copper IQ cream. They also have a new histamine, which is all natural, a gut IQ that's rich in minerals, nutrients that kickstart your immune system. Gut, you know, we always talk about gut health on the show too. When we have certain scientists or certain doctors on, this is incredible. Anti-inflammatory turmeric, this gut IQ has in it. It's amazing. And they also have a new bone broth. A bone broth product that you can take. Instead of drinking bone broth, they actually have a new supplement. There are so many neat things going on. I've had Morley Robbins on the show many times, and everyone loves him when he comes on. Cure Your Fatigue is what he wrote, and he is behind ActivateFIQ.com, and I'm telling you, their newest products, the sleep one is amazing too. Get your sleep and don't get zonked out the next day, right? But you're going to get some savings when you put in the code Kate. Go to ActivateFIQ.com and take some supplements that are actually going to work in your body and absorb that are worth the money, right? It's worth the money. And their prices are actually amazing. So there you go. ActivateFIQ.com.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I got Uncle Milty here. And visit my great sponsors, ActivateFIQ.com. That's where I get my supplements because I like the delivery system. Don't ever buy your supplements over the counter, please, because they're not going to care about the ingredients. They don't care about the ingredients. And you need a company that knows that it's going to get into your body and absorb the right way. And that's what ActivateFIQ does. So that's why I like ActivateFIQ.com. And people ask me that off the air all the time. And I tell them it's ActivateFIQ.com. That's where I get my supplements. And then put in the code Kate and you'll get terrific savings on already reduced prices that are amazing. So that's why I love them. We have Suzanne Sherman here. And by the way, supportmypillow.com, code word Kate, because he tried so hard. He's been trying so hard with election fraud to expose it and then just got censored beyond belief, Mike Lindell. So just supportmypillow.com in this gift giving season of Mother's Day, Father's Day, graduation, and all the rest. You want to give something, weddings, you want to give something, go to mypillow.com, save money, give the best quality products, seriously, the best quality. I have that stuff all through my house. And put the code in Kate and it helps our show stay on the air. Okay, Suzanne, so you were talking about taking pictures right now of your house, inside.
Quick caveat though, I will say this about my pillow. We have his pillows, we have his sheets, we have his towels. Great product. So yeah, do get those.
Seriously.
Absolutely. Yeah, love them all.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, really, really quick. It's very easy for you to make this process, as painful as a time it can be, much easier if you just take a little time. And I like to compare it to why I learned to hunt before, you know, why you'd want to learn how to hunt or grow your own food before food runs out. Imagine having to do this when you're under a stressful situation already.
True.
Fortunately, I had a lot of this work done because of the promotional videos and all the other videos, pictures of the food I had stored up in my pantry, pictures of the equipment I used when I was processing it. I had a whole library of all these images, but not a lot of people have that. Go through your house, do a quick video, take pictures in every single room of your vehicles. You know, granted, that's under a different policy, but you can show the condition, the state of your furniture. I also advise people, have your house tidy. It will show, you know, that way items that you might miss won't be covered up. It will also show you that you take good care of your home. And if your furniture is in good condition, it will show that as well. So go through these images. You will have them there ready. You know, the phone has them, the NSA has them, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and store these and have them in the event you ever need them. Put them in your own folder. That way it's ready when you need it. And then as I start over, I'm going to start this whole process again. It was just circumstance, happenstance that I happened to have this whole library of evidence of what I owned and to show what it was worth. And, you know, I want to also tell people, have a positive working relationship with your adjuster. Mine were absolutely fantastic. Their first contact, I was met with compassion and empathy. But do remember that they have a job to do. Be kind, be respectful. And if you have all this information ready to go, it's going to make it a lot easier.
I agree.
What's really problematic is I might not be able to get insurance again. Summit County, the council was absolutely derelict in their duty on keeping fire protection up to par. They never funded it, even though the taxes were cleared for it. And that was really unfortunate. I believe at a meeting that we went to, they said, once they get to ISO level 10 for lack of preparedness, insurance companies will not even consider a policy in that area. Well, guess what? We're up to 9. So, it's really in dire. There's an area called Tollgate, which is between Park City and the Wanship area on 80 going that direction. And they all lost their fire coverage. It's happening all around here. I do not know if I will be able to get my home protected for fire insurance now, because when I tried to get renter's insurance in the temporary home where I'm at right now, they said, no, we're not doing any new policies in this area. So my strategy to rebuild is using a steel framed home, non-combustible materials. The county code requires I have 5,000 gallons of water stored up for a fire suppression system. I would do it anyway. Benefit for that. I also have 5,000 gallons of water stored up.
But nobody knows that, though. So nobody knows this information until you go through it. And how many counties across America, since we're on the national show, have this happening right now? Like, you don't realize.
In California.
Yeah.
All, you know, the local municipalities wouldn't allow people to cut trees down. PG&E let the trees grow around their branches. No, we're just going to call it climate change. You know, look what happened in Hawaii. All that grass growing. Nope, it's climate change. Nothing to see here. Meanwhile, all the people that have lived there for decades and who have generations of family that are from there have all lost their land. And this is, you know, this is what's going to happen. We know the insurance companies, well, we're not going to do business in California anymore. So what do you do?
Oh, my gosh. We need to get ready on so many fronts. And it's things like this that I want to draw a lot of attention to, because people want to know what to do. We might be well past the whole election phases because of fraud and because of all these things going on. So if people just tune in or want to do that and focus on that, I don't know that that's going to save our country. Now we kind of have to save ourselves from them. And so you get a land patent, which we talked about on the show. Look in and make sure that you've got everything ready if they try to do weather, if they try to do something. We talked about the tornado patent. If they're trying to do weather across America, shore yourself up against that, because like you said, you had to go through this whole process and you had to have all this at your fingertips and you're stressed out as it is. And so I love that you're saying this today, especially because of the headlines with people going through weird, coincidental weather problems that can't be explained. So
yeah, this is just something that's so practical and just so overlooked. It never occurred to me, and I've never seen any other prepper station, podcasts, blogs, anybody just care, you know, just share this information. And this can apply to everybody. This is not zombie apocalypse time. This is just practical preparedness for something that can happen to anybody anytime.
Love this. I just want people to just be solid, be ready, be on good footing. Like you said, start growing your own food now. Do what you can now, because when times get stressful, we all know things are coming, right? So we can feel it, but it gives peace of mind to do these kinds of things and get ready for whatever comes our way. And it's just too coincidental, the some of the weather going on that's just in really strange, diverse places. I so appreciate you, Suzanne Sherman, for coming on. And both subjects, huge. So...
Thank you so much, Kate.
Seriously, it's been awesome. And I hope people really take this advice to heart. Where can they find this again on property? Because people might know people going through this right now. Where can they find it?
Yeah, even if they're not, SuzanneCSherman.com. Yeah. And it is my latest blog. And there you will also find a page for links for both of the podcasts, the Red Hot Chili Prepper podcast and the Wasatch Report, and then a page for my books. And we have a partners page as well.
Incredible. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Suzanne C. Sherman. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you, Uncle Milty. Mm-hmm. We'll be back tomorrow for more, as you can probably guess. And be faithful, be fearless. Be faithful, be fearless in the quest for truth. We'll see you here tomorrow. And Mel Madison joins us in the last hour tomorrow. See you guys. KateDalyRadio.com.